seventh Imam, Imam Musa al-Kazim alayhi salatu wasalam, is actually known as Bab al-Hawaij.
قال الإمام الكاظم عليه السلام خير الأمور أوسطها.
زيارة of Imam Musa ibn Ja'far al-Kazim عليه السلام.
السلام عليك يا مولاي موسى بن جعفر ورحمة الله.
This is Dialogue, a program on the famous conversations of Imam Musa al-Kazim عليه السلام. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Welcome, dear listeners. I'm your host, Mahdi, and we're talking about the dialogues of Imam al-Kazim alayhi salam. Imam Musa ibn Ja'far al-Kazim alayhi salam was the direct descendant of the Holy Prophet Muhammad, peace and blessings upon him and his holy household. And Imam al-Kazim alayhi salam was also the seventh divinely appointed imam from among the household of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. Now, it is interesting to know that Imam Musa al-Kazim alayhi salam was the testamentary trustee and he was the seventh divinely appointed successor, vice-regent, imam of the Holy Prophet Muhammad. Imam Musa ibn Ja'far al-Kazim alayhi salam was also the testamentary trustee and the only successor of the sixth divinely appointed imam, Imam Ja'far ibn Muhammad as-Sadiq alayhi salam. It is interesting, but we find in the life of Imam al-Kazim alayhi salam that he went through great ordeals, difficulties, trials, tribulations, troublesome afflictions, and it was not limited to these. Matter of fact, Imam al-Kazim was held hostage in prisons. He was put through pain and torture. And it can be said that he was very much like the Messiah, Isa ibn Maryam, in his devotions, his piety, and his asceticism. These are his dialogues.
قال الإمام الكاظم عليه السلام قيل للقمان ما يجمع من حكمتك؟ قال لا أسأل عما كفيته ولا أتكلف ما لا يعنيني.
Imam Musa al-Kazim عليه السلام stated, Luqman was asked, what is the crux of your wisdom? He replied, I do not ask about that which I know already, and I do not burden myself with that which does not concern me.
Welcome back, dear listeners. It's an honor to have you with us. You're listening to Dialogue on IRIB English Radio. When talking about the beautiful dialogues of this divinely appointed Imam, Imam Musa ibn Ja'far al-Kazim alayhi salam, we find that this divinely appointed Imam spoke about how we need to organize our time. And when we organize our time, we are able to organize the affairs of our life, and we are able to educate our souls. In one of these conversations that Imam al-Kazim alayhi salam had with his companions had asked them on how We should organize our time. Imam al-Kadhim alayhi salam responded and advised his companions by saying, try hard that your time may be divided into 4 hours. Now here, just as a little side note, Imam al-Kadhim alayhi salam is talking about 4 parts of one's life when he is referring to hours. And then the divinely appointed Imam says, 1 hour is for supplicating to Allah the Almighty. 1 hour is for the affairs of one's livelihood, meaning going to work or having a job and earning our livelihood. 1 hour is for associating with our brothers, our friends, and the reliable people who let us know our defects and are inwardly loyal to us. And finally, the 4th hour is that we should be alone with ourselves and, of course, not indulge in non-forbidden and haram things while we are in that seclusion and in that isolation. Now, a very beautiful conversation here, and very beautifully Imam al-Kadhim explained these 4 parts that one should split up their life into, or their daily life into. 1 part is for the supplication to Allah, whether it's our prayers, wajibat, obligatory prayers, our supplications, our du'as, our litanies, different things such as those, a recitation of the Holy Quran. And again, 1 hour or 1 part, which is for seeking our livelihood, whether it's going to work or in certain situations going to school. Another hour is to be able to hang out with friends, spend time with good friends. And it doesn't say any kind of friends. It is friends that let us know our defects and friends who are inwardly loyal to us. And finally, the last hour in which we are alone and we get a chance to reflect and contemplate upon our lives, our future, our past, our present, etc. And again, beautiful things put forth in this conversation by the infallible Imam. This is Dialogue, Imam al-Kadhim alayhi salam.
IRIB English Radio. You can email us at englishradio@irib.ir.
And now we invite you to listen to Sheikh Hamza Sodagar.
The aspect of, or I should say, one of the aspects that made the imamah of Imam al-Kadhim salamullah alayhi very critical is the conditions that ended up being the conditions of the ummah and the conditions of the movement of the Ahlul Bayt during that period. The objective of it was to overthrow the regime. Now, before the Abbasids, it was the Umayyads. But it doesn't matter who is there, as long as it's not the government of the Ahlul Bayt, the government of God's laws, and it must be removed. The movement of the Ahlul Bayt continues. To keep this movement alive, not just keep Shias believing in the Ahlul Bayt, believing that we need to go to the Ahlul Bayt as teachers and learn our ahkam. When we want to go to Hajj, we learned the ahkam of Hajj from Imam al-Kadhim. Not that. That was not perhaps very difficult if it was limited to that. There were various schools of thoughts and various ideologies that were around, and leaders of those ideologies, those schools of thought, were able to teach and promote their views. There wasn't much resistance against them, unless they had a political agenda, which the Ahlul Bayt clearly did, salamullah alayhim ajma'in.
Yeah.
Thank you very much, dear listeners, for listening to this episode of Dialogue. Don't forget to visit our website at farstoday.com/en, Call of Islam page, where you can find all of our previous programs and many others as well. Until another episode, fi amanillah, and God bless you all.